So a lot can change in a short amount of time. Case in point, Apple has long been the choice of many creatives when it comes to computing platforms for a number of reasons. Microsoft has been seen by many, anyways, in the creative world as a platform that had it all, but then kind of lost its competitive edge for one reason or another. Until recently, that is. Joining us to talk about his own Switch experience is professional photographer Trey Radcliffe from StuckInCustoms.com. How's it going, Trey?
Hello, hello. Yeah, this Switch was very difficult. I think it might have been easier to get a sex change.
All right, so let's start there. You
know, okay. Well, actually, you know, if I had a sex change, I would at least have an excuse to go into lesbian bars.
that would be true. let's take a step back from the sex change and talk about Apple a little bit, because that's where this whole I think I do. That's where this whole experiment happened. So you say that Apple has abandoned creatives. And I know for myself, like I'm a musician, I have a Mac at home, but this last kind of wave of new Microsoft Surface devices was the first time that I actually kind of thought, maybe there's life on the other side. Explain a little bit by what you mean about Apple abandoning creatives.
Yeah, I think they largely have abandoned many creative professionals, maybe not all of them, but for those of us that need like heavy lifting, like a workhorse, right, a powerhouse, this new line of MacBook Pros that came out, they're not that exciting. You know, they seem to be more stressing thinness and sleekness rather than power. You know, I don't know why they wouldn't just make one more SKU, like a big old hefty MacBook Pro like the old days. They can have that little glowy bar up there. That's fine. You know, they make beautiful products, but, you know, I'm shooting huge video files, huge photo files. I'm using the whole Adobe suite. I'm using all these other products to make my photos, and it just... The Mac is going slow, and my new MSI that I got just flies. It's unbelievable. I don't know why I waited so long to switch.
Were you on one of the new MacBook Pros? Like, had you kind of already upgraded to Apple's latest and greatest? I know it took them a long time to upgrade the MacBook Pro to the version that you're at right now, but even it couldn't keep up?
I give myself a gift every year, and I buy a new computer every year, right? And I know that seems like expensive, but if you look at how much people spend on cars versus computers and how much time they spend using their cars versus computers, you know, why not get a new computer every year? It's a rounding error. But I am using the most recent MacBook Pro without the little touch bar thing on it. So it's practically the same specs.
Right.
So what Windows machine did you get, or which Windows products did you get?
I got I have a whole guide on my website because I've had so much difficulty switching. It hasn't been that easy that I haven't seen a lot of guides out there to switch from Mac to Windows, right? Usually it's the other way. And so I kind of wrote a step-by-step guide and I listed out all the stuff that I got, but I'll give you the highlights right now. The highlights are I got an MSI, I think it's a WT71. I think that's it. It's sort of a gaming machine. And my theory is that if you have a really powerful gaming machine with good graphics, this will do the same kind of heavy lifting that video production needs and photo production. So it's been a great little machine. In fact, I have had a few troubles with it because like it took me 2 weeks, for example, to figure out how to enable the graphics card, the NVIDIA graphics card, so that I could use it with Lightroom. And there's like this little secret button you got to push, but I put that in the guide and like lots of little stumbling blocks along the way, moving data from one system to another. I'm just kind of getting, you know, I used to be a Windows guy. I used to use these computers all the time. I used to build my own gaming machines. I got on Newegg and built my own machines. I loved it. It was a good time. But it's been about 5 years, so I'm trying to get back in the groove, and it's finally starting to click. I love Windows 10. They really seem to be innovating there at Microsoft. Microsoft not a sponsor or anything like that. I think it's just it's a really nice solution.
How embedded in the Apple ecosystem were you prior to this switch? I mean, Apple, you know, allows between all of their devices. If you really gone all in, there's so much kind of cross-pollination between their devices that it ends up acting kind of as a way to make it more difficult for you to leave to a certain degree. Is that part of the challenge that you're up against here?
That's right. I was pretty neck deep a lot of their systems. Luckily, I had switched to Android about 4 or 5 years ago. I have the new Google Pixel phone. I love it. It's so much better than the iPhone. But I can't convince my Tunnel Vision iPhone friends. Because that's the big argument. Like, they're stuck in this ecosystem, which I think is insidious and somewhat evil, that it is really hard to get out of there. But most of the Apple products I didn't like and I didn't use. Apple Mail, I thought was the pits. I used Gmail. I mean, hello. I didn't use Apple Calendar. I used the Google Calendar. Basically, every Apple software product on there, there's something better. So the conversion hasn't been that bad. But I'm still coming around on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was what I was going to ask. I mean, as a professional photographer, I'm guessing that you weren't like just siloing your photos in Apple Photos and, you know, you had already backed them up somewhere.
Sure. I'll take the easy, give me the auto iris. Yes. Right. I'll just press that button and move on. That's what I do.
But did you lose anything? Was there anything lost in the switch? Just, you know, data lost? Any horror stories?
No, there's no data lost. I'm an Adobe guy and I have Lightroom and Photoshop, so I use those a lot. And I have 12 terabytes worth of photos. So this is an edge case, I think, but I think a lot of creative professionals have many, many terabytes of stuff they want to move over. So that's been a little bit of a challenge. You know, you have to format drives using XFAT and move stuff around. It's not impossible, but it's possible. One thing that I am leaving behind is I co-developed 2 years ago this HDR program. You know, I'm really into HDR photography. It's called Aurora HDR Pro with a company called MacFun. And so we were just on the phone with them today. And basically, when I announced that I'm using Aurora HDR Pro, it just pissed off 80% of my audience that uses Windows. So right now, we're doubling down and we're going to make Aurora HDR for Windows, and it's in progress. So once that's done, you know, my life will be complete. You know, I'll be all Windows all the time.
Nice. So I've just to kind of give you an idea of where I'm coming from on this question, I've been using Mac for music production probably since, I don't know, early 2000s, let's say. Before that, I was on Windows, and, you know, PCs have definitely evolved a lot over that amount of time, to say the least. But one of the reasons that I moved away from Windows and towards the Mac OS is because at least the perception was, and my experience since then has been, that I spend less time tweaking with things to get things to work and more time just actually creating. Was that a part of this? And are you worried that that might actually, you know, be the case in something like Windows 10 as you continue to try and be as productive as you're used to?
I know what you say. This is a big thing Windows users say, is that it really lets you get under the hood and tweak stuff. Well, I'm with you, Jason. I don't like to tweak any of that stuff. Once I like open it up, I feel like I'm repairing a toaster. I don't know like what to put where. You know, it's ridiculous. Yeah. So I don't like tweaking stuff, and I have found no need to do that. And I know you probably know a lot more about professional music production than I do. Two guys that are definitely Windows are Hans Zimmer and Deadmau5. Have you seen Deadmau5's new Masterclass preview?
No, I haven't.
Do you know what Masterclass?
So yeah, I know that he does a lot of that work online, and you can actually watch his production process and everything.
Yeah, and so he seems to get away with just doing default stuff without getting really under the hood to do interesting music production. So, you know, I think I don't really know for music. I don't really know what is better, but I think that music production generally may not be as heavy lifting as photography and video production, but I might be wrong. I really don't know what I'm talking about.
So, I mean, at this point, it sounds like where we're at right now is that it's pretty early on. Are you worried that you might encounter any roadblocks at this point, or is it looking like smooth sailing at this point?
Yeah, it looks like smooth sailing. I have produced probably, you know, 50 to 60 photos just exclusively on the Windows machine. Nice. It's been super fast. You know, I've got my Wacom tablet. It's very responsive. I've got some works that I'm doing for a patron. I have an art patron who's paid, you know, several lots of money. And so I've done the whole thing pretty much exclusively on the Windows machine. And the photos look beautiful. It's been fast. It's been a positive experience. I've had to get around a little bit. The right clicking and the touchpad is a little different. But, you know, the human mind is incredibly plastic, right? And you can adapt to new situations very, very quickly. If you remember on the Mac, remember at one point, reverse the scrolling. So it was one way, then the other way. You're like, I'll never get this. And then 5 days later, you're like, oh, this makes a lot of sense. So you know, don't underestimate the plasticity of the human brain and its ability to adapt to new styles of interacting with computers.
Absolutely. I mean, that actually ties right into Megan and I's experience very recently. I'm an Android user, longtime Android user. Megan's an iOS user, and we traded phones for a month to see what it's like on the other side. And same, I mean, totally to your point. At first, very foreign. It doesn't take you that long for your brain to adjust to what the new way is, though you miss things on the other side, but it's not impossible. So
yeah, that's true. I'll tell you one more reason I switched to Windows is because it's... you know, this is a VR-ready computer, and I'm getting really into virtual reality and creating 360-degree art, which just really is impossible with the Apple system.
Sure.
And I am always kind of an early adopter, trying new things, you know, always being uncomfortable. This is sort of, I think, the way of the artist or whatever. But I'm really enjoying it. It's incredibly stimulating. It keeps me uncomfortable. And I think this is a counterintuitive truth, and maybe this is more for creatives and artists than regular people. But I think, like regular people, they should have the same thing. It's important to kind of keep yourself a little bit uncomfortable, right? Mm-hmm. People always want to retreat into some comfortable little pod, you know? But that's actually not what you want to do. You need to mix things up and keep yourself guessing, keep yourself on your toes. And so making a big switch is actually an opportunity to come up with new creative ideas, to reorganize all your mess that's been accumulating over the last few years. So, you know, there's a lot of good reasons to switch that are kind of counterintuitive.
Yeah, for sure.
So do you have a VR camera that you'd recommend to people?
Yes. Let me grab it right here. This is sliding back on camera. Ooh. This is cool. This is called a Pinono. And it has 36 cameras on it, all aiming in different directions, of course. And there's a little stick, like a selfie stick you put in there, and you hold it up in the air like Gandalf, and you hit the button, and it takes one photo, and it stitches it all together inside, and then it uses the web and a server to really make things beautiful. Then you upload it right to Facebook, and it looks great. It has one other cool feature, too, where you can throw it up in the air, and then at its apex, it takes a picture of the whole environment. You got to be sure you catch the thing.
That was my question.
Yeah, but it's great. So I use this, and then I'm using a HTC Vive. I bought one for my son and I for Christmas. So we play games on it and make 3D art. And I'm doing some really cool experimental stuff. I wish I could tell you about it. It's so awesome. But I'll wait till it actually works.
Absolutely.
We'll have to have you back on to talk about it when it's live.
That's right. And I'm sure it'll go up at stuckincustoms.com, which is your site that you post a lot of this stuff to. So
that's right.
Really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to tell us all about your Switch. I know you're not alone. You know, there are a lot of people that go back and forth, and this is just a great example of how, I don't know, people get intimidated by it, and maybe they shouldn't. Trey Ratcliffe with stuckincustoms.com. Thank you so much, Trey. Really appreciate it.